This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Lessons I've brought back after my trip to the border, there's one. After hearing some things in the news, there's two and three. Lesson number one. If you want to protect the border of the United States from an avalanche of illegals, as in I'm trying to enter that country illegally, drug runners, human traffickers, cartels and thugs, have the private sector build it. That's takeaway one. You got an option. Let the government build it or let the private sector build it. Who do you choose?
Like so many other things, the private sector can do it better than the government, right?
Yeah. And I saw it with my own eyes. That's lesson one. Lesson two. If you are exploring Teddy Roosevelt National Park and you see two large animals sparring, don't go out for a photo and try and get in the middle of them. Not exactly. A good idea. Not a good idea, lest I need to pass that along to anybody.
Isn't it sad that we even need to say that? But, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Third lesson after the weekend would be the following. If you don't want to be labeled a racist, definition of which is anything anybody on the left decides it is. There's no rationale in it. There's no common sense in it. You don't pull out a dictionary. No. Just know this. If you don't want the label racist, don't ever write, type, think, say, tweet, Facebook, anything. Just button it. Because if you have a political difference with someone and you call an infested city infested, you're racist. Because Donald Trump clearly meant Baltimore was infested with people of a different race than him, right? That's what he meant by that. I'm sure it was. I'm sure that's he meant that in his heart, you know, for sure. Never mind the rats that have been in the news. Never mind the fact that Bernie Sanders called this place a third world country. That's what he called it. So I think if you want to be safe on the racist label, avoiding the racist label, just don't say or type or do anything. Just.
Hey, good luck with that one.
Have it go away. You're safe that way, though. See, you don't type, you don't say, you don't read, you don't. You
know, no, because then you're racist by omission of not having supported a race.
Don't even think about it.
You can't win that one.
Do you think there's a point at which these leftists will overuse the racist label so much that it becomes ineffective?
You mean they haven't already?
Well, I think they have already, but, you know, I don't know.
I mean, I guess it's still effective, but they've certainly overused it.
Blows up in the news whenever. I mean, I would think at some point it would be like, okay, this is really, you know, this is obvious. You know, like back when you were a kid, right? And somebody's name calling on the playground. At some point, you just ignore them. You just don't even.
Right.
Same thing. I don't know. Anyway, a couple of my lessons. I hope they're helpful. Helping you avoid any peril. Any decision-making process. The rationale for my lessons, number one, on the border wall. And we're going to talk some more about this today. We have one of the top officials from the National Sheriff's Association, a sheriff in Massachusetts. Yeah, no kidding. I didn't even know they had a sheriff in Massachusetts, but they do. It just seems like such a hoity-toity place that they would never even contemplate the idea of someplace being rural. But anyway, they do, and I'm glad he's there because he's saying it's going to take us, the American people, to build this wall. I happen to believe he's right. Let me give you an example. So I have videos up on Facebook from the wall that was built in a place, the Army Corps of Engineers, the government entity charged with using money that comes from the Department of Homeland Security to build border wall. They said you cannot build a wall here. It's a 31% grade. It's a mountain. You can't do it. Don't even try. Privately held land owned by an 83-year-old patriot, George, who owned a brick company. This was an active mine and a brick company, and he's 83. He's shutting down the brick operation, and he owns the land, and he's a patriot. So he let them build on his land, mostly because he was being menaced by illegal immigration, business being disrupted and broken into and everything else. And so they did it. I can see it with my own eyes. I stood next to Border Patrol agents, on-duty Border Patrol agents, and the head of the Border Patrol Union and his deputy, who are themselves Border Patrol agents, who are close to tears over their appreciation of this project. It's a half a mile wall, folks. It's not a lot. It's again, the place that it's at, most metropolitan border crossing in the country, because there's 2.5 million people in Juarez, Mexico, and 1 million in El Paso. It is mountain, like 31% grade. I don't know what the Killdeer Mountains are, but that's one of those areas where you go like, whoa, right? That's one of the areas in North Dakota where you're coming down that mountain and there's road, but it's probably, I don't know, 7, 8, 9% grade. I don't know. Somebody in our audience knows. Is there 31% grade that has a road anywhere in North Dakota? I've not been on it, so I want to be on it. Call me and tell me. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Text me, 701-367-2054. Text Todd, 701-226-8503. Tell me. Maybe it exists. But they did it. Now, the other side of the mountain, this would be mile marker 2 on the U.S.-Mexico border, mile marker 3, and partly towards mile marker 4, about a mile and a half. All right? There's wall that has been built there. It's not as well done, professional, but it's a wall and it's up. And it, as I say, on the flat land, is there for about a mile and a half. And it gets up to the mountain, and I have a video of this, folks, so you can see it. It stops short of the mountain by, I don't know, 50 feet. Do you know why? There's mountain there. That's why.
There's you can't build on a big, steep hill.
They stop. I mean, put up a chain-link fence even. Put up a police line, do not cross. Humor me.
Something.
I mean, some of that orange construction plastic stuff with a couple of cones. Nothing. So the wall ends 50 feet short of the mountain, and I can set my foot into Mexico right there. So however many million it cost them to build the wall is worthless because anybody that's walking along the wall is just going to come in over here.
You know what's funny is ask yourself, what would happen if you were to run into Mexico and try and stay there illegally?
Oh, yeah, good luck with that one.
Yeah, not so
yeah.
much.
They always welcome with fuzzy, warm, open arms, don't they?
Oh, you bet, yeah.
So they literally stop short because there's a mountain there.
Unbelievable.
I'm not kidding you. So that's what brought me to lesson number one. Private sector can do it. Don't wait for the government to do it. They're going to many times mess it up. They shouldn't be in the border wall business, period. End of statement. And, you know, the Medora Buffalo thing is, I think, kind of common sense, but I don't know. I'm a little worried there.
Apparently not quite that common.
That took me about 20 seconds to figure out. So that one didn't take a lot of brain power or a trip to El Paso or anything else. You know what I'm saying? And the third one, the racist deal. I'm just tired of it. Is anybody else tired of it? Does anybody else just see it as disgusting? You know, I mean, it took seconds for people to say this about Baltimore. And why can't we talk about rat-infested cities? Because they are rat-infested cities when they are. Crime-infested cities when they are. And by the way, the common denominator, they're run by Democrats. That's their track record. That's their resume.
I saw Fox and Friends this morning put up a survey from Orkin with rodent problems and rodent infestations. I'm not kidding you. The top 10 cities are all democratically run cities.
Right. So I mean, that's just a fact. I don't know why that's racist to point that out. That is a stat. That is a fact. You know, but if you want to avoid the label, just shut it. Don't type anything. Don't say anything. Nothing. All right. My three top takeaways on the weekend. You can weigh in on yours, opine on those, whatever you like. 701-258-0550. It's What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
It's time for the Medora Minute. We're on with Justin Fisk with Medora. I love the musical theme, Justin. Be legendary.
We always celebrate the legend of Theodore Roosevelt at the Medora Musical. And this year we do it in a fun, new way. We include his charge at San Juan Hill in a really different way that people are loving. But we also are celebrating some legends of the Badlands that people are less familiar with. Some of the legendary ladies of the Badlands and the North Dakota Six-Pack. Some legendary rodeo cowboys from North Dakota celebrated in the Medora Musical this year.
Tell me about the legendary ladies.
We tell the story of some of the hardy women of the Badlands that really helped build this place, folks that raised large families while ranching, numerous heads of cattle, the first teacher in Medora, and really just some of the people that you don't get to hear about a lot.
Explore it, adore it, Medora. Justin, we will chat soon.
Fully from the Badlands.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
On the prairie, and the grit to do it. That's the pioneering spirit of the Benedictine Sisters. That's the heritage of the University of Mary. That ongoing vision of serving the needs of people with great love is the engine that powers the University of Mary and its spirit of innovation. Its eyes are set on the future and how it can meet the ever-changing needs of its students and communities. Your on-campus reinvents higher education with a remarkable cost and time-saving option to earn your degree. A new school of engineering already producing graduates of technical and cultural competence to drive the nation's economic engine. Partnerships with the business and industry. Leaders in workforce development elevate the skills of our workforce to second to none. These innovations are how the University of Mary leads. At the University of Mary, every challenge is welcomed as a wonderful chance to serve. At the University of Mary, pioneering is what we do. Find out more at umary.edu. 21 past the hour, texter says, Scott, does anyone really know the true definition of racism? Trump saying Baltimore is rat-infested is now a racist statement. I guess the rats are sensitive.
I didn't think of it as racist. I thought of it as rattist, but, you know.
Yeah, that's perfect. See, they were trying to say that he was saying infested as in, you know, that he, since he is black, Elijah Cummings, and there was a majority black population that was infested as in with black people, which is just insane. Insane. When they themselves admit the true infestation problem. It has nothing to do with the color of anybody's skin.
Well, how about the mayor of Baltimore walking through with a doing a CNN piece and her saying, geez, you can smell the dead animals. Yeah, that's what she said.
Well, some of the other public works people are going, wow, I never knew about this. I never knew about that as they're walking through. Yeah, you're right.
Another texture. Why doesn't Fisher Industries offer to build the whole wall in return for the defense dollars that have been freed up for use? Well, they would do that, but again, the dollars that have been freed up go where? To the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. That's where they go.
That's the process that has to get dissected
right.
And fixed.
Exactly right. The only reason the wall has been built where it's been built on in Arizona is because it's private funds that we, the people, donated. My theory at this point is, you know, you've got a battle where the Corps of Engineers is going to continue to slow walk this thing for whatever reasons. I don't even doubt some of them don't want to do it. I don't know why they don't say, how about the Corps of Engineers writes a check to We Build the Wall, because they've proven they can build it. That'd be Tommy Fisher and others. Right? Just write a check there.
Way too easy, Scott. Come on.
Jesse in Hazen, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Jesse.
Good morning, guys. It's kind of funny that this racist thing comes up. Scott Bachmeyer was up here in Hazen with me all weekend. We were talking about that exact same thing, how racist is just thrown around left and right about when you make fun of somebody's football team and they call you racist. It's just ridiculous. There's a difference between racism and just being rude. And racism, look it up. It has a specific definition. If I make fun of somebody because of their color or ethnicity, if I'm just throwing words out there, that's just being rude. That's just being an idiot. But if you're taking away an opportunity, a job, something like that, now that becomes racism. There's a big difference. And I'm a Trump guy, but I'll admit Trump's rude. He just doesn't care. And you know what? That's all right. But he's not racist. I wish people could just take a step back and think about what they say once in a while.
I would wonder, and I guess I can just ask the question right here, Jesse. You're saying, hey, I support the guy, but I know he's rude. I don't care that he's rude because I can overlook a flaw where that's how he decides to battle and see the greater good of what comes out of it. How many other people are in that camp, in Jesse's camp? Trump supporters recognize that he is, I'm going to use your term, rude, but don't care.
Yeah. Well, there's other words I'd use for it, which probably wouldn't like him on the air. But he gets the job done. I don't care what he says. I don't.
He can be a bit of a Richard.
Yeah, and you know, Steve Moore. Steve Moore, who is a friend of the president's, a regular advisor to him on the economy, just a world class economist. He said, "I've worked for hundreds of politicians, and all of them." Are complete and total A-S-S-H-O, yeah. I could keep going there, in private.
Right.
And they're, you know, all nicey-nicey in public. He said Trump's the exact opposite.
Heavy personnel. Really?
Yep. Yeah, he said Trump's exact opposite. He said very, very nice in private and just is a fighter. And that comes from his days, you know, obviously as a New York City developer. Appreciate the call, Jesse. Thank you. Tim's on the road. Tim, what's your take? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, I'm just wondering, do you really think that this new attorney general that we got is going to go after these people in the FBI and these high-up people up in the government that have done all these corrupt things against the president? And I'll come back to you with with my take on it.
You want me to answer first? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Do you think he's really going to prosecute these top other government officials?
I think Attorney General Barr is following the facts. I think he said enough about this already, that investigation is underway. I think the politicization of the FBI and the Justice Department has been rooted out to a certain extent. It's probably not done. But you also have the Inspector General who's doing this and is, you know, independent. So, Barr's not giving me any reason not to trust him yet. I think he's been pretty good.
Well, let me tell you a little story about William Barr. Do you remember the Ruby Ridge incident back a few years back?
I do.
You know, three people killed for absolutely nothing, to prove nothing. Well, there was a sniper, an FBI sniper, that turned that whole case against the government on what he said under oath, and a little drawing that was withheld from evidence that finally came to light that blew that whole case open against the government. And the government ended up having to pay those people a lot of money. And the state of Idaho wanted to go back and prosecute that sniper for lying under oath and withholding that evidence. Guess who stepped in and prevented that from happening? William Barr.
Yeah, it's interesting. I hadn't heard the connection between him and the Ruby Ridge story before.
Yeah.
But as I say,
those bureaucrats will always protect each other. We'll never see Hillary Clinton in prison. We'll never see any of these other people in prison, ever. That's my take on it.
But he hasn't protected Bob Mueller. He hasn't protected... You know, so far, again...
He did protect Bob Mueller.
How?
When Mueller gave his little 9-minute news conference, he come on and made all kinds of excuses afterward for Mueller on why he...
I don't remember it that way. Thanks for the call, Tim. More coming up. For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is bashing President Trump's choice of Republican Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas to succeed Dan Coats as Director of National Intelligence. Schumer says Ratcliffe is too partisan for the job, and he points to his testy exchanges with former Special Counsel Robert Mueller at a hearing last week.
180 pages about decisions that weren't reached, about potential crimes that weren't charged. Respectfully, by doing that, you managed to violate every principle and the most sacred of traditions about prosecutors not offering extra prosecutorial analysis about potential crimes that aren't charged.
Police in Northern California are looking for a second suspect who may have been involved in a mass shooting. A man killed 3 and wounded 15 people at a food festival before police killed him. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Is anyone making a point that a liberal Democrat cannot refute or respond to intelligently?
Okay, I'll take that under consideration. I think my advice stands. Don't just become totally mute here. Don't say anything. Write anything. Tape it. You know, no thought.
Well, then you don't care.
Don't even think it. And then if you don't want to be called a racist, that's the caveat. If you if you're not going to play the game, then own it. It is amazing. I was just watching the clip during the news of the mayor of Baltimore getting a tour of one of the high crime areas. And she's like you were talking about earlier, Kevin. Oh, you can smell the rats.
Yeah.
That's terrible. We should just tear all this stuff down.
Yeah, that's the same one I saw.
She's a racist. That's what she is right there.
She apparently had her offices raided by the FBI.
Man alive. Yeah, they've had a little corruption problem with the mayor's office there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
Yeah. I remember when Trump said, go back to where you came from? New York City is a homeless problem that's off the charts right now. Big mess. AOC, go back there, fix that. Omar. Minneapolis. How's the crime rate in her district? The things that she can work on? I think it's a very good point.
You know, back to AOC, you know, it seemed to me Amazon wanted to bring a ton of jobs and economic development there. How was that mess?
Oh, yeah. She said no. She didn't want big corporate greedy creeps. She didn't want any part of that. Didn't want those jobs. Brought to you today in part by MyPillow, by the way. Best deal ever offered on radio or TV. Never has it been lower than 2 MyPillows for $34.99. Lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. You hear that? $69.98 gets you a two-pack of MyPillow premiums. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's a good deal. And machine washable, dryable, the premium version, non-allergenic, stays cool, no tossing, turning, 10-year warranty, will not go flat, 60-night money-back guarantee, all of that. Made in the USA, too, right in Minnesota. $69.98 for both. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. We love all of our listeners, as you know, on this program. Your calls, your comments, your texts. But listeners on a tractor, special place in our heart for those folks. No doubt about that. Dennis is on a tractor right now and calling us. Dennis, how are you?
Good. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for checking in from the front lines of North Dakota agriculture.
Actually, I'm in Montana.
Montana, okay.
Business.
Yeah, all right.
I was just calling to say, I think that the reason Donald Trump got elected, or one of the reasons, is because everybody on the other side kept calling us all racist. And I think that, you know, it just disillusions everyone. And I mean, I'm not a racist by any means. And he just, I mean, they just keep that stuff up, and Donald Trump will cruise right through the next election.
So you think, don't fret it, don't worry about it, let them keep doing it because it's not working.
Oh, I encourage them to do it. I hope they just intensify it like crazy. That more and more people that live in the real world and have jobs and do something besides journalism will always vote for Trump.
I like that approach, Dennis. Thank you very much. Call again from a tractor. There you get all that wisdom right there, high above the crops. 800-228-0550. Here's some text. The reaction of Democrats to Trump's weekend tweets reminds me of the movie Hombre and the reactions of the Indians at the stage, at the stagecoach stop, where Richard Boone poured whiskey on the heads of Native Americans, and the Native Americans just stood there and took it all the while whimpering it the whole time. All right, I'm not sure I follow completely how the reaction is the same. I guess, another texter says, I guess I don't know what the racist word really means anymore. Really getting old how people use it so loosely. This goes back to our friend on the tractor. People get there using it in a different way. Texter says, the money is from the defense budget, so it has to be done by the Department of Defense. Yeah, the Department of Defense, though, is just like the Department of Homeland Security is on the most of the dollars. They contract with the Corps. The Corps of Engineers is actually part of the Department of Defense. Texter says, you are blaming the government for not getting anything done, but not the man in charge of the government. If Obama was still in, would you call it out, call him out by name? Well, you own it, whoever's at the top of it. I actually think that's one of the reasons that President Trump needs to be more forceful about it, because I think there are parts of the swamp that don't want him to have success on the border. But Donald Trump is fighting the bureaucracy. All right, he's taking the bureaucracy on. He's not winning every battle by any stretch. In the case of Barack Obama, if you want to compare those two, in my mind, his inaction on things like building the border wall would be supported by the swamp, if that makes any sense. One of my liberal friends posted an article with the headline, this is a texter, one of my liberal friends posted an article with the headline, IRS collects billions more in 2018 from middle class than 2017. I guess that's what happens when America goes back to work. Gotcha headline, and the article clearly states more people are working. That's nice. Hey, Scott, I'll give you the dictionary of the left. Racist, a person who wins an argument against a liberal. Islamophobe, a person who wins an argument with a liberal. Homophobe, a person who wins an argument with a liberal. Yeah. You get the pattern going on here, guys?
Yep.
Yeah. Texture. Scott, I hope I'm wrong, but I tend to believe no one from the deep state will be prosecuted. Another, someone in Congress should start a bill to increase the president's term to 3 terms. Then watch all the Democrats scramble.
They would have loved that last time around, though, wouldn't they?
Yeah. We need to change it to the Department of the Fence. The Department of the Fence.
The Fence.
The Fence, not defense. The Fence.
I like it.
Yeah. Another texter. The Washington, D.C. bureaucracy is pretty much rat-infested. No kidding. Another, on Armstrong sticking his foot in his mouth like he did a couple of weeks ago about Trump's tweets. When they stick a mic in your face, just tell them, check with my office and we'll have a prepared statement for you. I'd love to know if anybody comes for the statement. All right. That's one way to do it. Kelly Armstrong did tell us when he was on discussing that topic that he's always going to return calls to North Dakota reporters. He wasn't answering the questions of other reporters, but he was North Dakota reporters. Jerry and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning. question I have here, or rather a suggestion, Fisher Industries obviously are good wall builders, and if the public is more aware of them and what's going on, I think that would be a great benefit. You recall back when the Forebears Bridge was built here some years ago and they had cameras set up there that gave it the progress that was occurring, and also that deep water spill down in the Gulf. They had cameras that were 24 hours a day. You could watch what was going on there, and you, in that way you can see what's happening, how it progresses, and who's doing it. And just a suggestion.
I love suggestions from the listeners who, you know, can figure this stuff out, sort it out, come up with ideas, look at a different way to approach this. Makes sense. Jerry, if you had to look at all of the issues that face us in this country right now, where would you put this one? Building the wall, defending the border?
Well, I think that's paramount. If I could see a camera of progress on that, and the internet is, everybody could see it. I think that would be a great boon to promote that.
And the border agents will tell you that's the case. They do have new video there. One of my most amazing stories from that build, which again was done, I mean, from the time they secured the land till it was built was like 5 weeks. Okay. And then actually moving dirt, getting on the site, putting a wall up, is 10 to 12 days. Phenomenal. While they were building it, literally while they were building it, there was one area left open, sort of like I was explaining earlier on the other side of the mountain where the Corps did theirs. And it was because the International Water Commission, I forget their exact name, but it's an international water body, is actually headed up by someone that is a Beach, North Dakota native. And they have some agreement along international waters to, you know, care for, protect the waterway. And so they have the right of way. So they didn't want border on their property. They said mainly because they wanted to make sure they still had access. But by having no border, you're going to ensure access the other way, right? So they came to an agreement. They put a gate on there that, again, Fisher Industries designed, crafted in a matter of a day or two. But while they were building it, while that gate was open, Foreman Mike is his name, the guy that is the foreman on that job down there, who I saw this weekend as well, said his crew apprehended 7 Syrians that they ultimately had to hold there until the Border Patrol could come. Syrians! So, Jerry, people from the Middle East coming across the southern border aren't coming here to sell Girl Scout cookies. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, the Border Patrol agents said that. They said, hey, anybody from the Middle East here, coming through here, not going to the normal port entry and trying the asylum route, they mean us nothing but harm. And what you're talking about would sort of expose that, show that to the American public, and I think that helps as well. Good suggestion. Thank you. Let me get Roger and Ray here real quick. I only have a half a minute, Roger. Shoot, what's on your mind?
My son's girlfriend worked at the emergency room in Minneapolis, and half of the cases that come in were of Somali women beaten.
Beaten by family members, husbands, random violence, what? Yeah, I mean, yeah, so domestic violence, basically?
Domestic violence, basically, yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, isn't that sad? Thanks, Roger. Appreciate that. All right, folks, brought to you in part today by Chose Investments, helping make dreams come true, looking at office space, buying or selling land, developing office properties. Call the pros. It'll make those dreams come true. ChoseInvestments.com, KJOSInvestments.com.
August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park, there's going to be a celebration, three-day party called Thrive Fest North. Human trafficking is a big issue, and if we really were able to see that ugly underside of our society, we would be shocked at how much of it is going on. We need to be aware. We need to rise up and say, no, this is not what we're going to be about, and do our part to try to limit this the best we can, and that's what the Thrive Fest is all about.
We believe
in the impact and power of God at work in people's life through Jesus Christ. And so we believe Thrive Fest is the vehicle that can bring that to this entire region, not just Fargo, but the entire region. And so we're looking forward to bringing all these guest artists in who have a solid testimony and having a great impact for people who either are Christians or are not. We'd love for them all to come out and see what we're doing.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. Now, not only are they a great, you know, taxpaying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Once in Your Mind is powered by SchwannBuickGMC.com, although I wouldn't blame you if you popped over to SchwannCadillac.com. Motor Trend says, out escalating Escalade. You've got to check out the 2020 Cadillac XT6. In fact, they did a Facebook Live on it. Check that out on my page. But otherwise, yeah, pop onto SchwannCadillac.com or SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Also brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. EnergyofNorthDakota.com is a great resource to find out what is happening in energy country, and there is a lot going on. And you know, and more than anything, it's really amazing to see the transformation of these communities and to see the quality of life improve and people moving their families there and new schools being built. And, of course, all those tax dollars generating money for, you know, half of the taxes generated in North Dakota come from the oil and gas industry. Half! Think about that, folks. Pretty amazing. Find out more at theenergyofnorthdakota.com. 10 before the top of the hour, and Vince Webker is here. Vince is from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. You hear him regularly on the radio. I call him my favorite wellness expert.
Did you have fun at the fair?
Yeah, it was a good time.
A lot of people coming to check out. They wanted to get in that pool. You could have charged admission to get in the pool.
Yeah, what I discovered about the state fair is I think you could be governor of the state of North Dakota.
You think so? Why do you think that?
Well, everybody knows. Everybody listens to your program. I was literally amazed at how many people listen to what's on your mind.
Well, God bless them all.
Amen.
We love it. That's why we love going to the fair, because, you know, it can be a bit of a grind when your office is the fair day after day after day. And I escaped 106-degree heat, a dry heat, down there at the border. But it was like, oh, my gosh, it's like you're working in a furnace.
It is a grind. That's the exact word for it. Yeah. You know, but it was a good time, too.
It was great. I love seeing people. I really do. I love our listeners, and it was so wonderful to meet so many of them. We decided to reward their trip to the state fair with a splash pool. You had it on display, but tell folks what a splash pool is.
Well, the splash pool is it's technically an above ground pool, but what's great about it, it's very portable, so you can take it with you if you move, or you know, you want to upgrade, you can do that. And it's also commercial grade. I mean, it is used commercially all over the world, so a great way to do a backyard swimming pool, enjoy your backyard for you and your family.
You've got a big bucket in front of you there. You can rustle that around a little and pick out a lucky winner, and we'll find out who actually is the new owner of a splash pool from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. This is about $10,000 value, is that right?
Yep. So, are we ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Might as well.
Well, here we go. The winner of the 9x17 splash super pool is Brad Schoenberg of Mohall, North Dakota.
Mohall, North Dakota.
That's right.
Not too far from Minot. Up the road a piece to the north. How about that?
So, Brad, congratulations. And I guess we'll be in touch with you and how the process will work from here.
And you have hot tubs, saunas, pools, patio furniture in every corner of North Dakota, don't you?
That's right. Grand Forks, Minot, Bismarck, Fargo, so...
Yeah, Devil's Lake with a store, too. So they're, those are where you physically can go to the showroom and see these things, which is great. But, the products themselves go all over. I know, I've heard from folks in Watford City who say, hey, I heard you talking about the Hot Springs hot tub. We love it. Glad we got it. Happy to have it.
That's one of the things I enjoyed about the show, your listeners coming up and, you know, hey, we invested in this wellness product and we love it and we use it every day and we talk. It's interesting how everybody uses it just a little bit differently, you know, at different times of the day, but the results are still the same. It's a smile on the face. And
you had Brad Berry, the coach of the UND hockey team, on the program on Thursday, who is the proud owner of a hot spring spa. What did he say about how it helps him?
Well, you know, like he said, first of all, he said we're going to duplicate 2016 again, winning the national championship. That was the first thing out of his mouth.
That's nice. All right.
But he likes to use the hot tub every morning. And, you know, he said he was fortunate to play 13 years in the NHL. But with that came an extensive toll on the body. And he grabs a cup of coffee every morning, goes out to the hot tub, and it's not only physical wellness, but for him, spiritual wellness. It lets him get ready for the day thought-wise. So, you know, I couldn't have scripted that response any better, but that's the reality of it.
That is really amazing. And, you know, I have one. Listeners have heard me talk about one. My wife and I, when we're in that hot tub, get a chance to sort of decompress from the day and compare notes about tomorrow and just, you know, get a handle on things. And we never go, why do we come in here? We usually say, why don't we do this every night? And, I mean, when you have that in your backyard and you have, just think of it like this. It's a machine that is helping you live longer. It is a machine that is helping you feel better. And, you know, all you have to do is literally take the cover off and push a button and the machine works. So why wouldn't you do that? You know, I mean, it's that if you don't have one of the machines, you should get one because they do work. And then when you get it, use it, right? I mean, it's 20 minutes a day.
That's right. And it was amazing at the fair. Just another point. All the fairgoers walking around looking for that thing that would make them feel better. And I'm like, it's right here. And the thing of it is, you just said it, Scott. You will use that every day. It's too easy to use it every day, which is what we want.
Yeah. Maintenance free. very easy on the maintenance. I'm amazed with that saltwater system and how that removes so many of the hassles, you know. And the only maintenance required really is to just keep tabs on everything. Keep an eye on your numbers and look at it. But the saltwater system, of which Hot Springs is the only one that has the saltwater system within the hot tub, right?
Do not be fooled. We are the only manufacturer that makes their own saltwater system. So
if somebody else is selling you one, they're selling you an
aftermarket product, which will void your warranty. Yeah. So be careful out there.
Yeah,
it's, well, good. Hot Springs, make it easy.
Hot Springs, spas, pool tables too, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake, Grand Forks, Fargo. And congratulations
to Brad Schoenberg.
Mohall, North Dakota, the winner.
This is Carol Juven at Juven Tours, inviting you to join us on South Pacific Wanderers Tour in Australia and New Zealand, February 11 through 25. 14 days to explore some of the most exciting sights in Australia and New Zealand. Yes, they do speak English. This is an all-inclusive tour from Fargo or your home city airport. Call me at 800-343-0093, toll-free.
And Carol, let's welcome everyone along to Branson for six big Christmas shows, October 31st through November 5th. $989 per person based on double occupancy. Call Juven Tours and Travel. Let's make some memories.
For information on these tours and others, call me at 1-800-343-0093 and I will send you out brochures immediately. Juven Tours, welcome along.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.